The third cognitive service we're going to add is linguistic analysis. So in this app, we're going to demonstrate using linguistic analysis to bring back information about our text. In this case, we are asking to label the text with tokens indicating verbs, nouns, and so on. We could also get parts of speech tags, such as sentences or phrases, and we can also get a constituency tree, which would basically map out all the different parts of speech and how their structure is put together and relying on other parts. This sure would have been nice in school. All right, so let's register for the service to start with. We're going to get started for free again. We're going to scroll down until we find linguistic analysis, which is right here. We're going to select it. I see we get 5,000 transactions per month, or 2 per second, which will be plenty. I agree, and I subscribe. Once again, we can look through until we find the tile or the information about our linguistic analysis, and we will need the key again. So we're going to just simply copy the key. And then we're ready to go to our application. At any time, I can return to this page and I can look at my quota and see how many times things have been used. If we just briefly go back to things that we've been using, such as the Bing search, we can see we've made one call. Pretty simple. We got lots of room left. All right, so let's get our application. So looking at our application, we've changed a few things since last we were here. We've added two new classes in here for the linguistic request and response. If we look, it shows us our JSON-generated classes that we can use for sending our requests and getting our responses back. Going back to our application, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to uncomment. And we're going to do an analyze of the text just before we actually speak on it. Or rather, do the search for the image. We're going to leave the image search in there, of course. Now it doesn't know where that is, so we're going to uncomment that next. And then we'll look at the contents of it. So looking at the text, again, it asks for the key, just like before. It gives us a URI, which is the endpoint for that particular service, again provided in the Cognitive Services API. So as we look at the text here, the other thing that's important is what analyzer IDs we're going to send. We can send up to however many there are available. Currently there are three. It's important to note that we can choose how we want the text analyzed. As described above, by including different analyzers described in the Cognitive Services API documentation, we can choose to get back parts of speech or a constituency tree, or in this case, we're just going to ask for the tokens like nouns and verbs and then display that information for you. So we'll put in the key. And we'll run our application. Now that it's up, let's try sending out a sentence. Show me the picture of a cute kitten.
Show me the picture of a cute kitten.
And there we go. Now you can see that we've got the tokenized sentence here that tells me what each part is, like preposition or noun, any of those things in there. Tells us the sentence. There's a bit of structure here which is really useful to us. We could use it for grammatical checking of of letters or documents that we're producing. So linguistic analysis is a great way to get the analysis of the sentences and how they're put together for whatever use you could have. Incredibly useful in businesses, I think.